For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Microsoft for Africa. Launched in 2013, Microsoft for Africa empowers ideas through investments in governments, startups, SMEs, and the youth. The initiative provides affordable internet to communities, develops skills, and mentors businesses and governments that use cloud technology and AI. Visit microsoft.com/forAfrica for more.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
I'm Emmanuel.
And my name is Titi Lola.
Yeah, so startups, investing in startups, that's the kind of things we like to see.
Interesting.
Yeah, this week, Carbon, formerly Paylater,
the
Nigerian fintech startup, announced this $100,000 fund for Pan-African startups.
Wow.
That's good news.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, this is not the first time startups are investing in startups.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had the likes of Iroko, Jason Joko's Iroko, and more recently, Abuyeji.
Yeah.
Future
former
Africa.
Andela and Flutterwave co-founder. Future Africa Fund.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is exciting news. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like the... There's this conversation about how some people are saying that $10,000
for
it's too small for 5% of equity.
It's too small.
So there's this conversation that's been going on after the announcement.
Yeah.
So
it's just 3-point-something million naira.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 5% of a company. So this is for early stage startups. And I know some people would like to compare it to like maybe a YC, Y Combinator that gives $150,000 for 7%. And then here is Carbon giving $10,000 for 5%. But then this is, we have to look at the Nigerian situation, right? Or the African, sorry. This is a Pan-African fund. Africa is not Silicon Valley, right? We have to be realistic. And of course, one of the important things that YC may never be able to give an African startup. So YC can give you network in the US, in the Silicon Valley, which is why they always make you, you know, incorporate there and all of that. But then that nothing beats that local network that you can get from a Carbon. So they are giving you office space.
They're giving you their customer base.
Their customer base.
And that's
even
huge,
releasing
actually.
Releasing this API for...
Yeah, exactly.
And all of that. So beyond the 10,000, you're getting a lot of local support, local collaboration that is very important. So I think it's a good thing.
It's fair.
I think it should encourage more startups.
To invest in startups.
So once you've gotten to that level, someone tweeted, I like the first person tweeted, they said there are levels to these things. Startup level 5, invest in other startups.
Right.
So they are now on startup level 5.
Yeah,
you know, investing in level 1 and level 2 startups. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see the startups that they will fund. It's a Pan-African fund, so beyond Nigeria, they're going to be funding other startups. So good news.
Yeah, it's interesting the fact that they'll be funding other startups in sectors like insurance, tech, because these startups don't really gain much attention when it comes to funding.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not just fintech startups.
It's not just fintech.
No, they are looking at insurance.
They're looking at other.
They're looking at health, education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice. Cool stuff. Still on the conversation of level five startups, you know, embracing being like a big brother to you know, GIG Logistics, the Nigerian logistics giant. I mean, in the fallout of the Okada ban, if you've been following the podcast and following the news recently in Lagos, Lagos State banned motorcycle taxis, motorcycle hailing platforms on the major highways in Lagos. Motorcycles in general. And so they now have thousands of bikes that are not being used. And they are considering delivery. So like last week we said about Gokada.
Yeah, partnering with Jumia.
Jumia for his food delivery service. And now, we've heard that GIG Logistics is in talk with Oride, as OPS Oride, to integrate 1,000 of their bikes into their... into the GIG logistics system, so to help with deliveries. I think that's good news.
Yeah.
And they've already integrated First Ride.
First Ride,
yeah. And so they were in talks with Oride. Very interesting news, I think.
Yeah.
So, I like the question that you raised in the article, Emmanuel, about like oversaturating
the logistics
markets in Lagos. Like, is that going to happen? Is this something that we'll be seeing like in the next few months?
Yeah, it's
and
like
will the government
likely
now come and say, you know what, you guys are overdoing it. Yeah. Let's bring another policy.
It's a possibility. Don't forget that when in 2012, when the law that was banning bikes
less than 200
from major highways, and they said, oh, if they are above 200cc capacity, they can. Mm. They never envisioned that they will become riding platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was that loophole. Now that they've said, okay, delivery bikes can still play the middle.
Exactly.
They've not envisioned that there will be so
many
of them.
They always find a lot of loopholes, and delivery is one of them.
One of them.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that the government.
They need to calm down.
But yeah, I think that's good news. It's good to see. I mean, these are the makings of an actual ecosystem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing a carbon investing in other startups.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing a GIG logistics, you know,
taking
how you build an ecosystem. You know, bigger companies, you know, creating support for smaller. Yeah. So we're trying to fashion all that. So I think it's good news. Really good news. Okay, so let's zoom out of Nigeria and look at Africa as a whole. Ethiopia, something is happening in Ethiopia. Emmanuel can tell us about it.
They passed the hate speech law.
They have a hate speech law.
God, this thing scared me, right?
Oh, it was a bill just a few months ago, and it's already a law. It's funny how. So they are
Ethiopia,
imposing.
What you doing? What are you doing?
They're imposing like a 5-year jail term if you are found guilty.
5 years?
Yeah. They say if your hate speech leads to violence.
And these things are so, they're very, so subjective.
Very, very vague. You don't know what they mean by hate speech.
You don't even know. Jesus Christ.
That means if you're criticizing the
government,
can be called hate speech.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's somebody that hold them and say this is not hate speech.
Because they don't state who will decide what is hate speech. Bill.
No, they'll be the ones to decide.
Yeah, so they'll be the ones to decide. So and elections are forthcoming.
And it's just so vague.
Is it just jail terms?
No, there will be a $3,100 fine.
Wow.
That's
this is scary, man. I mean, was it not just a while that Nigeria was trying to sign
social media
bills? The bills are still in the assembly. They've not just passed.
Oh, I thought maybe there was outcry from Nigerians. Yeah. I thought maybe they've not killed
anything. It's still
not dead
there.
Yet.
Oh, wow.
They are in recess.
We need to remind people that. There's still, I think that passed two hearings or something.
Yeah, that passed two hearings. It's just one more hearing.
This is scary.
So it's just like a trend.
And now that they've seen their mates, Ethiopia.
They wake up and remember that. Like, we have something like this.
Oh, my
Let's
goodness.
Wake it up.
This is worrisome.
This is like.
With all the other things happening, like in Tanzania with the bloggers license. In Uganda, you can't go on social media without paying a daily tax.
Wow. Like,
they're just trying to keep people off social media. That's just basically what.
You can't control these things. I mean, can you? Like,
so the thing is, there's a lot of misinformation or disinformation
online. Yeah, I mean, we get
online.
That.
Yeah,
we get that, right?
Is that the best way to actually handle this?
Like I always say, I can understand why a government will be worried about all these kind of things, because, like you said, misinformation and disinformation can lead to a lot of negatives. But
there has to be a better way. Like, it has to be balanced. Like. Without infringing on people's digital rights.
Exactly. I mean, we can't pretend to have all the answers, but I think what they should do is they should have all stakeholders.
That's the one thing they don't do.
They don't.
Like, just come out rightly and say, we are banning this thing. There are people that you can consult with.
Exactly.
Like, how do we go about this thing and stuff?
So, funny enough, apart from Africa, the other world governments are actually trying to rein in on
speech. It makes sense that they are, because there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there.
It's just crazy.
This approach is just scary.
At least the EU is attacking. They're attacking platforms like Facebook, Google, telling them, "Okay, rein in your platforms. Stop allowing the spread of hate speech and stuff like that on your platform." But can the platforms actually handle this on their own? It's not.
They try, right? They do a few things.
Of course, they can. I mean, this is all bringing to the whole challenge with what the web has become. I remember, was it last 2019, I think, when Tim Berners-Lee, the creator of the internet, of the web, of the World Wide Web, not the internet, visited Nigeria. And they talked about how he wants to reimagine the web.
He
complained about it. So misinformation, cyberbullying, and many other things that the web is enabling.
Yeah.
So he's talking about building a new web. Like, he has some interesting ideas. I don't know how he's going
sounds
to...
Sounds like something from Silicon Valley.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tim Berners-Lee is not your average Silicon Valley
No,
guy.
I'm talking about Silicon Valley, the TV series.
Oh, yeah. Something like that kind
oh,
of...
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
A decentralized... So a new web. Where all those things that incentivize hate speech and cyberbullying and echo chambers where everybody's always like, you follow the same kind of people that think like you, and you think that's what is going on. You think what is happening on Twitter is what is happening in the whole world, and all of that. So he identifies, he admits all these faults, and he's trying to work on it. It looks like something that is going to take a number of years to actually fix.
And but it might not even be as realistic as it's making it seem.
Yeah, actually.
Because there are a lot of things that are influencing this thing. Culture. Yeah. Like, this is how humans have always been. Mm. But the internet is just amplifying it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just, I don't see it happening, personally.
Yeah.
You can try, but...
But then, it's important we have those conversations.
Yeah, true.
And then governments, because he was talking about how he wants to involve governments. Governments should be involved, but I don't know, African governments, I'm not sure.
No, governments. not encouraging at all.
I don't know. This is scary, man.
It is.
Well, we'll be exploring all of this over the coming years, over the coming weeks and months. So, let's go to Google.
Oh.
So, Google is... If you remember, I think that was 2017. Was it 2 years ago, right? They introduced Google Station.
Their free Wi-Fi. CEO came to Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly.
2017.
So their free Wi-Fi platform. I mean, it's in Nigeria, it's in South Africa, it's in India, and a few other places.
Yeah.
So the plan was, I think, 200 locations in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and about five states. So.
Yeah. But they had Abuja, Port Harcourt, Enugu. But so far, they've done only Nigeria and
Lagos
and
Abuja.
And in India too, about maybe a few cities, South Africa too, a few cities. But now they are pulling the plug.
They have an interesting reason to be pulling the plug.
I don't buy it.
Especially for the other markets. Maybe India has gotten to a point where there's internet everywhere. I don't know.
So they don't need Google Station anymore.
But for a place like Nigeria, I don't...
I don't believe
that would apply or that should apply to Nigeria. Nigeria, yes.
Yeah, so that's like the PR or official reason. Mm-hmm. Someone raised the question on Twitter and I didn't, because I don't like to tweet about all those things, but someone said, have they finished collecting all the data they need?
That's
an interesting question.
Interesting.
Because let's not forget that free Wi-Fi, to use the free Wi-Fi, I've never used it for this reason. I've never used it. You have to sign in, create an account before you can use it, and then they know your age, they know your browsing habits and all of that, and they can advertise better to you.
Yeah, but another thing they mentioned is that they are not getting enough ad revenue from the Google Station.
Returning investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Ads.
So I don't know.
I thought it was using the same Google AdSense network.
They're not getting enough money from their investment.
But I thought it was more like it was not, but the way the market touted it was more an initiative, like a giving back.
CSR thing.
So was it about money from the beginning?
Yeah, so if
they're going to be getting your data, of course it's about money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're going to be serving you ads.
So
it's all about
and
money.
And I assume
really,
the ads are served from the same AdSense network. So shouldn't have been a problem, because ads are always.
For me, I think you should stick with one story. Is it investment or?
No, it's both. According to
Although, let's not forget something. So there's something that Nifemi didn't talk about in the story. I thought she would. I can't speak for India and South Africa.
Okay.
But I know that in Nigeria, for example, just last year, they're having issues with NCC.
That's Nigeria Commission,
where they're saying it's illegal.
That was around last
year. So
the
issues around that. And then just around after that time, we noticed that some of the stations were shutting down. The ones in Unilag, University of Lagos, and other places were shut down. So could it also be a regulatory or a policy
issue? There's more to that story.
If
you have scoops for us.
Yes, we would like to hear from you.
Yes.
Why Nigeria? Yeah,
you can email
me?
Us, podcast@techpoint.africa. We'll keep your identity safe.
Very
safe.
Wow.
But if you
anonymous.
Want to tell us publicly, you can also tweet at us. Use the hashtag
TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Tweet at us and let us know what you think. We'll be able to hear what you think. Anyway. NCC reminds me of another thing about NCC.
They just released a list, or it has been there apparently, but they just made it public that there's a list of approved phones that you should buy in Nigeria.
Approved brands or phones, right?
Yeah, approved brands.
Brands and models.
Brands and models, exactly. So if you have the intention of getting any phone before you should you go to the market, head to their website and check. So I did a little digging of mine, and they've not updated the list to include phones that have been released since August 2019.
So right now those phones are illegal.
Yeah technically. Yeah, so
are there any popular phones that are not on the list?
Popular phones, no,
they are not
no.
on the list.
Yeah, every yeah, usual be, suspect.
Okay. So what's the point of this?
So my own question is, okay, I want to go and buy a Galaxy S, Samsung something, and I check, okay, it's legit. Then I go to computer video, they give me a fake phone.
Yeah, I even raised that question.
How can you
how does it solve?
You can't solve it. People are still going to sell fake phones.
I remember in 2014, I bought a Samsung Galaxy X4. And yes, I was greedy then because the price was not an S4 price.
When well, you I bought got it anyway.
Yeah, didn't have 4G. It was just Edge.
Okay. Card
when I got home and lots, but it looked exactly like S4. So I don't know how it's going to solve
that. Maybe they're not trying to solve that. They just want you to go and to know the exact model you want to buy and see if it is approved by NCC.
Because I don't
see them. So that does not exactly fight the fake phone problem we have.
Yeah, that reminds me. That reminds me. All those big phones that drivers normally use, Bontel, that loud phone. Yeah, I only saw one model on the site. I don't think...
So all the other ones are illegal?
I don't know.
So are they going to start policing phones that people use? Or?
For now, I don't think it's feasible for them.
I don't see how it's what they this are. Is going to help. Maybe something else, but not this. Yeah.
I'm lost here. Guys, if you have any ideas about what... Because I don't understand what's going on. But if you guys have any ideas about what is really going on or what this means, we'd like to hear from you, please. We'd really like to hear from you. Let's plug our pluggable plugs. Titi.
Oh, yes.
SME Clinic.
SME Clinic is 7 days away.
Yep.
This is
8 days away.
Eight days away, yes.
February 29th.
Saturday, February 29th. If you run a business, a small business, if you know anyone, because I like to say everybody knows at least one person that runs a small business. So have them come to SME Clinic. We want to help you or help them grow their businesses with the help of technology. At the training, you learn how to market your products and services online, how to sell, where and how to get loans for your business, amongst other things, tips and other hacks I can use to grow your business. To register for free, very important, absolutely free.
It's free. Oh,
yes, it is. Visit smeclinic.techpoint.africa to register. Share this link with everybody that you know. Have them attend. It's going to happen on February 29th, Saturday, yep. February 29th, 2020, at the National Theatre, Igomu, Lagos. Be there or be square.
Thanks, Titi. And so for those who think they are too big for these ones, maybe they've passed that level. Maybe on startup level one. We have the second edition of Startup School coming up in March.
Wow.
It's for early stage startups. We had the successful inaugural
edition.
Cohorts. Yes.
Yeah,
In December last year.
That was the bomb.
Yeah. We had about 30 students.
Yeah.
Many of them early stage startup
I like
founders.
How those guys have now formed a bond.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very interesting
to see. They had a breakfast.
It was a breakfast. I thought it was a dinner.
A few weeks back.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Yeah. Very interesting stuff.
And then, let's not forget that First Ride got a partnership with GIG Logistics. It was sealed during startup school. So we had Chidi Ajayi, the GIG group chairman.
Yeah.
Take a class here, and the CEO of First Ride actually met. Of course, he was a student of startup school, so he met Chidi Ajayi, GIG group chairman there, and they signed. That's where the conversation started.
Mm-hmm.
And
you heard.
And next thing you know, 1,000. Was it 1,000 bikes they took? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, next thing we know, GIG has taken over, integrated the bikes of First Ride into his platform. So. You never know. You might see your next deal at the next startup school.
Yeah.
We are having a lot of interesting people. We have Dayo Koleo of Microtraction.
Wow.
He's going to be there. We have Oeka Akuma of Farm Crowdy.
Hmm.
We have Victoria Crandall. She's a PR guru. We have Adewale Yusuf, CEO of TechPoint.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We have me too. And Obi Ozo, CEO of Kobo 360.
Oh, nice.
These are people who are on like startup level 2, 3. Some of them are on level 5.
4,
so.
5.
Yeah. So they're going to be coming to teach you, you know, how to build your startup on different topics.
Very interesting topics too. Where can they find more information, Mewa?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You can find more information at school.techpoint.africa. We'll put a link in the episode notes so that you can find out more. So yeah, it's happening in March in Lagos. And those of us that are outside Lagos, don't worry, we're going to be having outside Lagos versions very soon. So we're going to have Abuja versions.
Wow.
We're going to have Nairobi versions. Yeah. But this is for Lagos. This is Lagos. So again, startup school. Go to school.techpoint.africa to get
more information.
Yep. Don't forget, we also have TechPoint Build coming up between the 30th of May and 2nd of...
April and 2nd of May.
Yeah. You can find more information about that at build.techpoint.africa.
And we are not talking about PitchStorm. Stand a chance to win...
PitchStorm, yeah.
Oh yeah, you stand a chance to win $10,000 in grants.
Yep.
Grant.
For your startup.
So, yes.
PitchStorm.
In return for how much?
Zero equity.
Wow.
It's a grant.
So it's a competition among startups across West Africa.
Yeah, so if you have a startup and you want to win $10,000 in grants, you'd find the link to PitchStorm in the episode notes. Right.
Yep, we'll put it there. So I think does that put us on a level 5?
Like yes. This is not the first time we are giving out this
grant. Yeah, true. Oh. Very true.
We're almost there.
All right. So, Titi, remind us where they can get the podcast again.
Oh, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and everywhere you found your
podcast.
And everywhere you find your podcast.
Yeah.
And for every story that we've talked about today, you can find the links in the episode notes.
Yep.
And you can visit techpoint.africa for more stories that we didn't discuss here.
Yeah.
And if you want to tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's techpoint, D-O-T-N-G. Yep. And use our hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast.
So I think that's all for this week.
Oh, yeah. They can send us emails too.
Oh, yes. podcast@techpoint.africa.
Yes.
We'd like to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll catch you guys next week. I'm still Muiwa.
And I'm still Emmanuel for now.
My name is Titilola. You have to change your name.
All right, guys. Take care.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.